Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. President Donald Trump says he is strongly considering levying new sanctions and tariffs on Russia for its war against Ukraine. He's floating the possibility of applying new pressure on Moscow after the White House this week paused U.S. military aid and intelligence assistance to Kyiv. In a post on his Truth Social platform Friday, Trump said he was considering the action based on the fact that Russia is absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield right now. Speaking with reporters, President Trump dismissed the notion that Russian President Vladimir Putin was taking advantage of the U.S. suspension of intelligence sharing with Ukraine, saying that Putin was doing what anybody else would.
I think he wants to get it stopped and settled, and I think he's hitting them harder than he's been hitting them. And I think probably anybody in that position would be doing that right now.
The sanctions threat came as Trump faces criticism for increasing pressure on Ukraine to reach a deal while playing down or even denying Russia's responsibility for starting the war with its invasion 3 years ago. U.S. President Donald Trump says he sent a letter to Iran's supreme leader about the country's advancing nuclear program. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Iran is enriching uranium at near weapons-grade levels.
You can't let them have a nuclear weapon.
So the president tells Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo he sent Tehran a letter.
Saying, I hope you're going to negotiate because if we have to go in militarily, it's going to be a terrible thing for them.
The president seeking a new deal to replace the one from which he pulled America out in his first term. Iran's supreme leader last summer opened the door to talks with the U.S., but last month said negotiations with Washington are not intelligent, wise, or honorable. The president says the time is now.
Something's going to happen one way or the other.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Canada will name a new leader as it deals with a trade war. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Canada looks set to pick a measured former central banker to deal with tariff threats from the U.S. Mark Carney could become the next prime minister when the governing Liberal Party of Canada announces a replacement for Justin Trudeau in a leadership vote Sunday. The opposition Conservatives had hoped to make the upcoming general election about Trudeau, whose popularity declined as food and housing prices rose and immigration surged. Trudeau announced his resignation in January, but remains prime minister until a successor from his party is chosen. Election laws mandate a vote in the general election before October, but a vote is expected sooner. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump said Friday that he is committed to making the U.S. a world leader in cryptocurrencies as industry leaders praised him for reversing what they said had been unfair attacks on digital assets by the previous administration. The first ever White House crypto summit included crypto company executives, cabinet officials, and lawmakers. Trump reiterated his eagerness to help the crypto industry with friendly legislation and light-touch regulations. Paris's transport chaos ended after experts defused an unexploded World War II bomb. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
France's transport minister, Philippe Tabarot, says train services will gradually resume and roads will reopen after the disposal operation of an unexploded World War II bomb caused transportation chaos in Paris on Friday, including the suspension of high-speed train links with London and Brussels. Tabarot adds the successful disposal operation had required the mobilization of 300 police officers. Earlier in the day, travellers had expressed their frustrations. Jonas Gabler from Germany was heading to London for a Saturday concert.
They don't know if there will be any trains departing today, so they recommended to be sure to take a train, to book a train for tomorrow.
Then Lexi from South Carolina wondered if she'd make it to Brussels in Belgium.
So I was going to meet my friend in Brussels, but obviously the trains are all delayed. Now I don't know when it will be.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France has handed over control of two military facilities in Senegal, beginning the formal process of withdrawing its military presence from the West African country amid its waning influence in the region. The handover Friday follows a declaration by Senegal's president late last year that all foreign troops would leave the country. Senegal's new government has taken a hard-line stance on the French military's presence as part of a larger regional backlash. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.